Jackie, Jose said you will remain here the rest of your life. Jackie said, I didn't ask to leave. He said, I don't understand you, Jackie. He said, I'll help you because I want to. He said, there's no use fighting with you, Jose, because you'd win. You're bigger than I am. Hey, Jackie, you say funny things. And he said, that's true. He said, I'm a lot bigger than you are. He said, that's why I don't fight with you. Nah, you smart boy. Jackie said, I'll be out there in the morning and I'll think about it. Maybe some of these days I will go with you. Jackie went over to Manuel's. Manuel was working in the kitchen. Juan was helping him. Juan, come here. What is it? He says, come here. He took him out in the back under the big oak tree. He says, Juan, can you keep a secret? He says, see. I think the day has arrived. For what? What? He says, tomorrow, Jose is going out on a business trip. He says, so? He says, you're going to go with him. Who, me? Did he ask to take me? He says, no. Now listen. He says, I'm going to help get the wagon ready. He says, when I get it ready, you're going to help. And the narrow board between the front and the back wheels, says, I'm going to tie you on there. Do you think you can stay on there? He says, when Jose gets, I think they're going to rob a stagecoach. He says, it'll be out in the country. He says, you have a knife? Cut the ropes loose, and when no one sees you, crawl out. And when you get away from them, if you do, he says, start running into town. He says, go to the general's office immediately. Tell him that Jose is robbing a stagecoach. And tell him to hurry. Muchacho, muchacho, he says, but what if I get caught? He says, you will be shot. He says, if you don't want to go, I want to go. I want to go. He says, Jackie, if I get caught, you will be shot too. Yes, we'll both be shot. Manuel looked out the door. What's going on, muchachos? Oh, nothing. He said, we're just talking. He says, nothing at all. That night, the two boys were very restless. Jackie had all kinds of plans going through his mind, just so that nothing would go wrong. Bright and early, they helped Manuel set the table. They were frying eggs and bacon and feeding all the men. Jackie saw Pedro get the wagon. He says, Juan, come on. It's time to go. Hey, boys, muchachos, where you go? He said, you're not going to help? Jackie said, I promised Jose I'd help him with the wagon, and Juan's going to help me. We said, we'll be back. All right, Jackie. Pedro was just coming out of the stables. I'll get the wagon. He says, Juan's going to help me. He said, we'll push it over here and grease the wheels. Pedro looked at Jackie. He says, Jose know about this? He said, I talked to him. He said, well, if you don't want me to help, he said, I told him I'd do the wagon for him, and he said he wanted me to. He said, no, I won't do it. Oh, but Jackie, now wait a minute. He said, if Jose say you do the wagon, you do the wagon. He said, well, I don't have to. He said, if you don't want me to, I'll just tell him you don't want me to. Oh, muchacho, I don't say that. He said, Jose say you do wagon, you do wagon. Come on, Juan, let's go. They pulled the buckboard out of the barn, and Jackie began to grease the wheels, and as Juan was holding the grease bucket, he says, now, look up under the wagon, but don't stare at it. Do you see that narrow board? He says, that's where you will be. He says, we'll pull the wagon back inside, and he says, I'll tie you on there. He says, you stay there. You got your knife? See, I got the knife. He said, leave one hand free so you can cut yourself free. He says, see. He says, oh, muchacho, muchacho, if this works, he says, but Jackie, I never, how will you escape? Well, I don't know. He says, but first we have to get you out of here. He says, Jackie, but if you help me and they find out, he said, they'll shoot you. He says, never mind that now. We can't worry about that. We want to get you out of here fast. He says, come on. They got the wheels greased. Jackie pushed the wagon inside. He looked around. He says, all right, quick, get under there. Juan crawled under and crawled on this narrow board, and Jackie took a rope and tied his feet around his body and around his waist. He says, now, do you think you can stay on there? It's awfully narrow. He said, that's why I tied you on. See, I think so. Jackie, good luck. He looked at Juan and smiled. He says, Juan, good luck to you. He says, I hope you make it. Pedro was yelling. Hey, Jackie! He said, I'm coming. So you go and get the wagon out? He said, see, he said, we just pushed it in to do some work on it. He brought the wagon out, pulled it out. They brought the horses and hooked it up. About that time, they saw Jose coming. Jackie said, I'll get the horse. He brought his big white horse out, and Jose smiled and grinned from ear to ear. Oh, muchacho. He said, well, I have your horse ready in your wagon. He said, I don't know about you, Jackie. He said, you're going to kill me. Jose, he said, you're going to kill me with kindness. Oh, he says, well, maybe. He said, because I never say I'll go kill you, Jose. I know, Jackie. He said, you saved my life. Are you going to go with us today? Pedro, who was standing nearby. Jose, he says, if you need somebody, I can go. Jose looked at him. He said, Pedro, when I need you, he said, that'll be the day. Jackie, I don't think I better go this time. All right, man, let's go. Jackie crossed his fingers. He watched him go down towards the narrow passageway. He looked at the signals. They stopped the wagon. Jackie knew this was it. They threw back the canvas, checked everything, counted the men. And all of a sudden, the wagon moved on through. Jackie knew that now, at least, Juan was on the outside. Whether he could escape from the wagon without being seen, or get into town to tell the general of the army, or to his grandmother's house to alert them, that he didn't know. But he also wondered, suppose Juan was caught and was brought back by Jose, and Juan would have to admit that Jackie was the one who helped him escape. Jackie wondered whether Juan would get away. Juan was under the wagon, tied, being bounced around over the rough road, but he knew he couldn't yell out, he couldn't do anything, but just hold on. It seemed like for miles and miles they traveled, and finally he could tell they were going up a hill because the horses slowed down. And finally, they pulled in behind a big rock and a lot of bushes, which Juan thought was great, because then maybe they wouldn't see him. He could hear Jose over there behind the big rock. He said, when the stagecoach comes up, it'll come up the hill slowly, and that's when we grab it. Juan looked around, and all he could see was shoes and boots hurrying around the wagon, and finally they disappeared. He slowly took his knife out of his pocket. He had one hand free and slowly began to cut the rope. He tried to remember everything Jackie told him. He said, when you cut the ropes, don't let them fall to the ground. He says, grab them and then stick them in your pocket. He remembered when he looked at Jackie. Jackie, why? Juan, because they can find a piece of rope and then they'll know what happened. He remembered that. And slowly as he cut the rope, he put the pieces in his pocket, except one that was around his leg. And he was in such a hurry, he forgot that, and it fell to the ground. And as he looked around, he crawled behind the bush. He saw one man on guard. He was looking the other way. He started to crawl on his stomach very slowly. He knew what Jackie had told him. He says, crawl on your stomach. He says, even if you wear it out. And he says, when you get far enough away, get up and run and run and run and run. Juan listened. No one followed. Finally, he thought he was far enough. He got on his hands and knees and began to crawl faster and faster. And finally, when he got far enough away, he stood up and ran. He ran and ran and ran and ran and kept running towards his village where the general was and where his grandmother lived. In the meantime, the guard had stood up and started to walk, and luckily for Juan that he was gone, because the guard spent most of his time sitting on the back end of the wagon with his feet dangling down. And as he was dangling his feet down, He dropped a cigarette, and when he went to pick it up, he happened to look under the wagon. He saw a piece of rope. He picked it up. He looked under the wagon. And as he looked under there, he saw little fibers stuck to the board between the two, the front wheels and the back wheels, and he knew that at one time there must have been a rope wrapped around that board. Jose! Jose wasn't near enough. He stuck the rope into his pocket, and he kept looking underneath, shaking his head. He didn't understand it. In the meantime, of course, Juan was running and running and running. And finally, when he came to the village, he remembered everything Jackie told him. He says, go to the general's office first. He said, if they can go fast enough, they can beat Jose to the hideout, and they'll capture him, because if he can't get back into the hideout, they've got him. So when he ran into the village, he rushed up to the general headquarters, opened the door. Sergeant, sergeant, sergeant. He says, what is it, muchacho? He said, I have to talk to the general. He said, everybody want to talk to the general. He said, what you want, boy? He says, I need to talk to the general. He says, my name is Juan. He says, I was captured by Jose. And he said, I got away from him. Oh, muchacho. He says, every day some muchacho come in here and say how brave he is. He escaped from Jose. He said, muchacho, no one escaped from Jose. He said, but I did. He said, Jackie, help me. He says, it's true. He says, if you go now, if you hurry, he says, he's robbing a stagecoach. He said, you can beat him to his hideout. No, I see. He said, and I suppose you want me to pay the 5,000 pesos now, huh? He says, no. He says, just go. I said, muchacho, we're very busy here. He says, every day, he says, someone come in, want to claim 5,000 pesos. He says, you have Jose outside for me? He said, of course not. He said, he's robbing a stagecoach. He says, you bother me too much. He says, go outside, go outside. And he took him and pushed him out the door. And as he did so, Juan practically landed in the street in the dust. And as he got up and began to brush himself off, about a half a block down the street, he saw a lady carrying a big basket with a bandana around her head. She stopped. Juan? Juan! Juan got up. Grandmama? Is that you? Juan! She started to run towards him. Juan started to run towards him. Grandmama! And he started to run, and she said, oh, muchacho, my little muchacho. He says, what are you doing here? How did you? He says, Grandma, he says, I escaped. He says, my friend Jackie helped me. He says, but the sergeant won't believe me. She says, come on. She barged in. He says, sergeant. He said, this is my grandson. He said, if he tells you something, you better believe it. He says, oh. He said, it is true. He did escape. He really escaped? He says, sergeant, by the time you make up your mind, is the general here? He says, well, he's busy right now. He says, well, busy or not. She went there and pushed the door open. General? The general came up from behind the desk, stood up. Yes. He says, my grandson, Juan, has escaped from Jose. Oh, he says, why don't you tell me this? Sergeant? He said, well, I didn't know. He says, well, when it's about Jose, he says, we have to go get him. He says, come on. The general said, well, if it's about Jose, we'll go get him. He says, sergeant, mount up. And sergeant, yes, sir. And he rushed out the back door where the barracks were to get the troops. He got about 20 men. And in a few minutes, he jumped on a horse and the whole cavalry started to ride out towards the big hill, and he knew where that was. Juan knew it took him a long time to run into town, and he knew that Jose worked fast. And he waited and waited and waited, and finally, after several hours, he saw them coming back. He kept straining his eyes, wondering, well, where's Jose? They thought they'd have him tied up and his men all tied up and bringing him back. As they got closer, Juan rushed up. He says, "Did you get him?" "No, muchacho, we were too late." He looked at the sergeant. He says, "Maybe if the sergeant would have told us immediately," he says, "maybe we could have gotten him." "I tried to tell him, sir." He says, "I know, I know." His grandmother rushed up. "My boy is safe anyway. But what about this friend Jackie you spoke about?" He says, "General, there is a boy, his name is Jackie, an Americano. He helped me escape." The general got down off his horse and bent down to talk to Juan. He says, "You tell me about it." And Juan began to tell him about Jackie and about all the things that went on. Finally, he says, "Juan, could you draw me a map of what it looks like?" "See, I can do that." So he sat down, they went into the office and they sat down. He gave him a pencil. He says, "You go through the pass and then to your right, the first house on the right," he says, "that's where Jose and Miguel live." "I see." And so he took the general for a tour of the camp of Jose. That is, told him where the cook shack was, where the stables were, where Pedro was, and he gave him names. Finally, Juan looked at him, he says, "General," he says, "why do you want all this?" He leaned back in his chair and smiled. "You see, muchacho, someday, he says, "we're going to be in there." He says, "and I need to know what it looks like and where to go to get Jose. Will you try to save my friend, Jackie?" He said, "we'll try to save anybody that deserves to be saved." His grandmother took him by the hand. "Come on, Juan," he says, "you must be hungry." "Oh, no," he says, "I've been fed pretty well by Jackie. He's a good cook, Emmanuel." "Oh, General." "Yes, muchacho." If you capture Jose and his men, could you not do too much to Manuel? He's a nice one." "Well, we see. And they left. Back at the camp, Jackie was still worried. When he was helping Manuel, Manuel could tell that he almost dropped dishes and he just wasn't concentrating at all. Finally, Manuel looked at him. "Jackie, we need some water." He says, "go for a walk." He says, "you're nervous." He says, "why?" "Oh, nothing." He said, "nothing at all." He said, "I just thinking about what to get for Jose." He said, "he always wants something extra when he gets back from a trip." He said, "why take care of it, Jackie?" He says, "you go get the water." Jackie picked up two buckets of water and he was going down to the stream. On his way down, he heard footsteps behind him. "Hey, muchacho." Jackie turned around and he says, "oh, hi, Pedro." He says, "come here, sit down." He said, "I've got to get water." He says, "sit down." He says, "what do you want?" He says, "Pedro, your friend, huh?" He says, "no." "Oh, Jackie," he says, "you and I have been friends for a long time." He said, "I still got a scar to show what good friends we are." "Oh, Dad," he says, "I apologize for that." He says, "you know, I'm just having fun." "What do you want, Pedro?" He says, "Jackie." He says, "where's Juan?" He says, "I don't know." "Jackie, you lie." He says, "you know where he is." Jackie was telling the truth. He didn't know. He was hoping that he was safe somewhere. He says, "I told you, I really don't know where he is." Pedro got mad, stood up and grabbed Jackie. He says, "you lie." He says, "you help him escape." He says, wait till Jose hears about this." He says, "I'm going to tell him. Pedro going to go tell him that you let him escape. So you helped him escape." He says, you know what he'd do to you? He'd put you up against the wall and shoot you just like that. And then guess who's going to be number two man around here?" He says, "you are?" He says, "see." He says, "because I tell about you." And he says, "maybe you'd get shot too." He says, "and I'd be number two man." "What about Miguel?" He says, "maybe I become more important than Miguel." He says, "Jose liked people who tell him the truth." Jackie got up. Pedro grabbed him. "Let go of me." He says, "okay, muchacho. When Jose come back," he says, "I tell him." He says, "good luck, muchacho." Jackie Jackie went down to the stream, got the water. He knew he was in real trouble now, because he knew Pedro was going to tell Jose the first thing that he could get a chance to do so. He brought the water back, sat down. Manuel noticed how dejected he looked. Jackie, he said, I know you're in trouble. He said, I know it's something about Juan, because I know see Juan. He's gone. He said, but you can trust me, Jackie. He says, I won't tell anything. He says, I know nothing. I don't want to know anything. But I look out the window and I see Pedro talking to you. See, Manuel. He was talking. He said he was going to tell Jose that I helped Juan escape, and that Juan has escaped. Manuel looked at him, Jackie looked at him, and he knew that Manuel knew. I'm not going to ask you anything, Jackie. He said, it's none of my business, except one thing. He says, maybe I need to pay a visit to Pedro. He says, to keep his big mouth shut. He says, no, I'm afraid that won't do any good. Whatever I do, I have to do my own way. He says, if I get shot, I'm going to get shot. I feel very sorry for you, muchacho. He says, sometimes it doesn't pay to be too brave. Oh, I'm not brave. The rest of the afternoon, Jackie was thinking and thinking hard, hoping that Juan at least got away, even if he was shot for it. It was late in the afternoon when Jackie looked up to the peaks and he saw the flags go, three to the right, three to the left. And Jose, and the as he looked down, he saw Jose coming through on the big white horse and the buckboard and all the men. The horses looked wet with sweat, as if they had been running, and they were. But of course, the general, they didn't even know the general was following them because they were so far advanced of them. Jose rode up to the home of his, that is his house, and got out. Miguel got the strong box off, and the first thing Jose almost always did was yell, Jackie! Jackie rushed up. He says, I'm over here, Jose. Ah, muchacho, you should see. You should have come with me. He said, you should see what we got. They took the box off, took it into the house. Jose fired into the lock. It sprung open. He threw the lid back. It was loaded at gold bullion. Jackie looked at it. Wow. Ah, you like that, huh? Well, it's nice and everything, but I don't know what you're going to do with all this gold, Jose. He said, well, he says, I'm going to be the richest man. He said, in all Mexico. He said, well, like I told you before, I don't know where you'll spend it. The rest of the men began to unharness the horses. Pedro was out there unharnessing the horses and putting the buckboard away. And one of the bandits that found the rope under the wagon reached into his pocket, and he pulled this out. He went over to Pedro. He said, Pedro, you recognize this rope? He says, see. He said, it belongs from this long rope that I have hanging up. He says, why? Oh, nothing, nothing at all. He says, I found this under the wagon. He says, where we put it. Pedro's eyes widened. You found this piece of rope under the wagon? See, he says, I don't know what it means anything. Pedro smiled. It mean a lot. It mean a lot. He says, thank you, gracias. He started to run across the courtyard with the rope in hand. He says, Miguel, Miguel. Miguel was coming up the steps. He says, what do you want, Pedro? He said, it's very important. Very important. He says, I have to see Jose El Capitan. He says, Pedro, this better be very important. He says, Jose is very, very busy. I must see him. I'll go tell him. Miguel walked into the house. Jose was showing him the bars of gold. Jose, the Pedro out there, he has something very important to tell you. Jackie turned red as a beet. He says, how important is it? He say it's very, very important. All right, all right. Show Pedro in. Miguel went to the door. Hey, Pedro, come on in. Gracias, Miguel, gracias. Pedro walked into the house. Jackie looked up. Jose looked at him. Well, Pedro, so you have something very important. Yes, Jose, I have something very important for you. He says, I just wanted to tell you. He says that Juan has escaped and that Jackie helped him escape. Jose just stood there. You say what? I told you, Jose. He says, Juan has escaped. He says, Jackie helped him escape. Jose kept staring at him. He says, Pedro. Pedro, and he took a few steps forward, grabbed him by the shirt and tightened it. Says, you lie. Jose looked at Pedro. Says, you lie. And he grabbed him by the shirt and tightened it up. Jose, please, 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 no, no, I tell you the truth. He says, I would not lie to you. I would not lie to you. He gave him a shove and he landed up against the wall and fell.